May the Lord help us to commence this evening by singing hymn 942. O God of grace, of love immense, how free thy favours to dispense, I to thy mercy seat repair, since thou hast said, I'll meet thee there. Hymn 942.
Thank you. Let us read the word of God in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 5 and chapter 6. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 5 and chapter 6. Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed on all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law was in the world, until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offence, so also is the free gift. For if through the offence of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offences unto justification. For if by one man's offence death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offence of one judgment came on all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we beg of thee, do hear us now in heaven, thy dwelling place. May we come to thee and find access to thee, O Lord our God. We would ever come, Lord, pleading the precious name of Jesus. We know we cannot come to thee out of Christ's almighty power, can do nothing but devour. But oh, we beg of thee, O Lord, our God, our Father in heaven, our heavenly Father. We beg thee in mercy look upon us. Thou knowest we are poor sinners here. We feel it much, Lord. We feel so much unworthy of the least of thy notice. But we do hope we know the way, and that we come on mercy's ground. Mercy through blood, I make my plea, Lord. May we each come in this way. O God, be merciful to me. And may we know those things that we've been reading of. Lord, thou knowest how blessed those things are. Lord, that sin shall not have dominion over you. Ye are not under the law, but under grace. Thou knowest how so blessedly sweetly we begun with that hymn. Lord, all on grace, O God of grace. And how it is so close to the subject we've come here to bring to our friends tonight. Thou knowest how precious that hymn is, especially to my dear one and myself. And the theme of it, Lord. And oh, that we can come to thy mercy seat, I to his mercy seat repair, since there was said I'll meet thee there. And Lord, to that deep part of it which we have had to walk through, should I go mourning to the grave, to a just yet, Lord, from darkness save, does not thy tender word express, I will not leave you comfortless. We do pray for that wonderful comfort of thy love, Lord. In all our sorrows, conflicts and woes, Jesus, remember me. Oh, Lord, may it be in the hearts of each one here tonight to be praying, begging in this way, Lord. Remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people, and visit me with thy salvation. Oh, thy favour thou bearest unto thy chosen people. Oh, do visit us tonight, Lord. Visit us here in Swavesey Chapel, Lord. We thank thee for the sanctuary, the place where thine honour dwelleth. We have witnessed this many times over the years. Thou art here, Lord. Thou hast been wonderfully here in times and times of favour the friends have known. And thy mercy to them in continuing to provide and help them as they come to meet with it beneath this vine. May there be those blessed fruits. Oh Lord, may we bear fruit. May it be a concern to us that we may be fruit-bearing branches. Oh, we pray we may know thy providing for us in the way of blessing and favour, feeding our poor souls, giving us what we need, Lord, for we are made to be needy by thy teaching. Thou hast taught us, shown us how great we are in need of salvation, like our brother has prayed before the service. Oh, sin and salvation are such great, solemn, yet blessed things, the reality of thy favour, Lord, in making us to know. Oh, Lord, the law entered that the offence might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. The wonders of thy grace, the riches of thy grace, Lord. These are the wonders, the riches we do desire to consider and know and have applied to us here tonight. Do come, Lord, us and see thy blessing to each soul gathered. The dear young friends, the younger friends, the young people gathered with us, Lord, and Lord, those of us too of old age, and too especially we remember at the end of the week of labour, thy dear people who are in the midst of the battle. Lord, do come and suit thy blessing to each one of us here, Lord. And any dear friends that may be listening in, do bless them. I know if some do, we know, listen in of other causes, and some, of course, being at home and caring for little ones listening in, do bless them, Lord. Oh, may that be precious, blessed favour, thy dispensing thy favours here tonight. Oh, may there be meat upon the gospel table. Oh, the royal dainties, those blessed things of thyself, thou dear Son of God. And, oh, Lord, we may feed by faith upon thee, the Paschal Lamb. Oh, grant us that, Lord, for we do need strengthening. We do need nourishing. There is so much that we are in need of, Lord. Oh, we do pray for grace. We pray for fresh supplies of grace that we may persevere, Lord. Who knoweth how the battle is hard, the conflict's great. Lord, thou wast in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sins, so thou dost perfectly know. Oh, thou art well acquainted with the griefs and sorrows of thy people, for thou didst go so much far deeper than any of us will do. Lord, as the apostle was given to so put it, for our light affliction, and we believe we understand it as he felt it, oh, so light compared to thy sufferings. Lord, we do pray thou wouldst sanctify us in our sufferings, in our afflictions, in the way of thy sanctifying, especially it may be for us to consider thee. And now as we look back those years now, lot of years now, to when we come with that word, for consider him, who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Are there any here tonight feeling very weary and faint in their minds? Oh, do give them a deadlift, Lord. Oh, do nourish them, do strengthen them, Lord. Oh, if any are in those things of much conflict, Lord, and the storms of life, oh, Lord, we think of the theme in Psalm 29. Oh, here the voice of the Lord is upon the waters, and the God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. But, O Lord, toward the end of the psalm, O the Lord sitteth upon the flood. The Lord sitteth king forever. He will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Oh, how precious that blessed peace is, which comes from thy cross. Oh, Lord, how blessed it is, how wonderful it is. We hear, Lord, in these solemn days of all the conflicts going on in the world, the terrible wars and conflicts, Lord. And we think of the people, Lord, the many people caught up in it. And thereby may be those of thy own dear people, Lord. We know thy national people, the Jews, are retaliating, Lord. And where we feel such concern that so much tremendous loss of life is taking place. Lord, they, the Jews, have not heard thy word of thyself, Lord, thy holy speaking. We think of the sermons, or those words in the Sermon on the Mount. We think of thy ministry, Lord. Oh, we think of there thou didst exhort thy people to pray for their enemies. and to do good to those that do harm to us. Forgive men their trespasses, Lord, ever the Jews are not in it, Lord, for the most part. Oh, Lord, we know the day will come when they will take the veil away from the eyes of the Jews. It is when they shall turn to thee, Lord, the veil shall be taken away. But, Lord, we know not when this shall be, but thou knowest, Lord, perfectly. We do pray, Lord, do bring these terrible wars to an end, if it could be thy holy will. We plead thy word, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, he cutteth the spear in sunder, burneth the chariot in the fire. But Lord, we are in need to be still, Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Oh, may we be still in those things of the terribleness of what are the events of these days, the daily conflict, Lord, and battles, Lord. But Lord, our battle that we're in spiritual things, thou knowest all. Lord, we pray for our country, we pray for our government, we pray for our Prime Minister, especially do help him in leading the government. We pray for His Majesty the King and his needing attention in the way of, we know not exactly what the procedure is, Lord, but do be with him. Do bring him safely through it, and may it be good success. And Lord, the Princess, Lord, who knows what she's had to undergo, and surely these things are all in the solemn reality that we're all born unto trouble. Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. And these have not come by chance. But oh, do sanctify them to them, Lord. Sanctify them under these things, Lord. His Majesty and the Royal Princess, Lord, be with them, Lord. And Lord, recover, grant good healing and recovery. But also do bless for their souls, good Lord, could it please thee. Oh, and all our loved ones and friends as we think of them, Lord, and remember them every day as we do try to, thou knowest. All the dear people here and their loved ones, our own Lord and many more up and down across the land. Oh, our burden, Lord, thou knowest, thou givest thy servants burden for souls. Oh, Lord, do quicken souls and make them cry. Jesus, save me or I die. Do let thy work appear, Lord, unto thy servants. Thou knowest those there are, especially that are much upon our heart to pray for at this time, some in trouble, tribulation, oh, and some in affliction. And Lord, those that thou hast given us, the concern we have to carry one and another. Oh, those in much trouble, Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we do pray, thus be with each and help. Oh, grant all is needed in their cases, Lord. Oh, thou to bear them up and bear them through. We beg thee. Oh, Lord, we come now seeking to come to thy word. We pray for much needed help. And all that we may feel the blessedness of thy holy sacred presence. And as there is that in the word, Lord, through righteousness. Oh, Lord, we confess all our sins. We plead for what thou hast done. And that we might know thee, have it sealed to us and be so blessed and prepared, oh, that we may be able to say, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are my glorious dress, which flaming worlds in these array, with joy shall I lift up my head. You prepare us each, Lord, help us, keep us as we desire to live to thy praise. That is the desire in her new heart and nature. Oh, that we could love and praise thee more, Lord. Thy beauty trace all thy beauties, and thy majesty adore. Thou art King in Zion, our glorious leader. And thee, our great God, Jehovah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, blessed forevermore, help us. There may be a service here of real worship tonight. We beg thee, Lord. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let's now sing hymn 1064. How vain are all things here below, how false and yet how fair. Each pleasure has its poison too, and every sweet a snare. Hymn 1064.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me, friends. I would direct you to the words that we've read, some of the words we've read. The fifth chapter, Romans chapter 5, the last verse. These words have been upon my spirit since waking early this morning. The epistle to the Romans chapter 5, the 21st verse, the last verse. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. As I said, these words were dropped upon my spirit as I awoke this morning, and I had some very solemn feelings of my own sin. My own sin had reigned, and sin, all sin, it reigns unto death. It does in the world, it does in God's people. We know sin entered in death by sin. We don't hear many times we meet, and sometimes when we meet together in Christian assemblies, whatever it is, whether it is a solemn time of as funeral services or weddings or any other services, really, friends, today, we don't hear much about sin and salvation. We do, we hope, in our solemn meetings as we gather tonight, but it seems a solemn thing to me that when we come to some of these gatherings that we have to attend, there's not much warning. There's not much of sin and salvation. Well, friends, the reality for God's people is there must be, there will be, much as regarding sin and the great need of salvation. And we have it in this context, especially in Romans, much of the wonderful way how sin is by God dealt with in his people, how God's people are saved from sin and death and hell. Oh, all the wonders of God's grace, the wonders of redeeming love, as we've read in this context, we have received the atonement. Oh, have we, friends? But coming to this word particularly, that as sin hath reigned unto death. Now, God's people know this. Oh, they know, because they know it does. It has done, it does do in them. Everything of sin brings death. Oh, we have to know it in experience. We know it as persons, as sinners. We're all sinners. We're all born in sin and chastened in iniquity. We come forth from the womb speaking lies. A little baby, when it's born, it cries. Oh, it's an important thing. The mother and maybe the father, the midwife, is listening for the cry. You know, actually, it's a cry of death. It's a cry of naturally of life. But surely it's a cry of death. Behind that cry is some measure of pain. And we know it's everything of pain and painfulness is through sin. And death, in the way that we're born dead in sin. We're born dead in trespasses and sins, friends, and from our birth, our natural birth, sin has reigned, sin reigns. Oh, it reigns in our lives until we are favoured with grace. Now, friends, you, each of you, myself here tonight, do we have grace? You know, we know how we've commenced the service here tonight, and you know just how we sung those last lines on grace. Oh, grace, grace, wonderful grace. But friends, coming to the points of this, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign. Oh, what a wonderful might this is, that it might be so. It might be so in each of us. It might be so that grace shall reign. And what is grace? Grace that brings and is salvation. Oh, the grace of God, grace might reign, that as sin hath reigned unto death. Friends, I really felt my sin solemnly this morning. But oh, how blessed it was when the word was given me to meditate on. Oh, we could see it, I hope, and believe it. Oh, that as sin has reigned unto death, so might grace reign. Oh, the favour being under the blessed favour reigning grace. You know how the hymn writer puts it in prayer, a blessed theme of prayer to God, reign o'er us as King. Accomplish thy will and powerfully bring us forth from all ill. All ill is sin. Powerfully bring us forth from all ill. Till falling before thee, we laud thy love name, ascribing the glory to God and the Lamb. That as sin is reigned unto death. Friends, have you been brought to know the seriousness, the solemnity of sin reigning unto death in us, about us? But oh, have we, by the grace of God being granted, to be saved from this solemn reigning of sin? Oh, by the favour of God beginning to deal with us, we wouldn't know and feel anything of this before we were born again, before we were called by grace. When we are killed by grace, God gives us actually a new heart and nature. And I believe it is within that new heart and nature the child of God does really become concerned and burdened and concerned over their sinning. Oh, we're made sinners, feelingly so. Sin, oh, to see sin smarts but slightly. To own with lip confession is easier still, but oh, to feel cuts deep beyond expression. And when we are brought to know and feel that, oh, we need to be pleading then for mercy. And the wonderful evidences of the grace of God in exercise is the child of God is convicted and convinced of their sin, and they are then in a state of need of salvation. God in great mercy reveals that wonderful way of salvation to his people who he's brought to be under conviction of sin. Friends, that our sin hath reigned unto death. And oh, we've had to come to understand this. We've been given to have it revealed to us. And what sinners we are, and what the fruits of sin will be, like we have in the concluding where we read to, in the Word, friends, how, as we've read this night, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a wondrous gift, the stupendous gift of heaven, that he's given his beloved Son to bring in that wonderful salvation, that wonderful redemption, that the church may be saved, God's people may be saved from sin and death and hell and saved unto heaven. That our sin has reigned unto death. But friends, like I said in the beginning, oh, there is much Christian activity and times when there's a lot going on, but so little is mentioned of sin. But you know, every child of God will be made to know what a solemn case they are, what a solemn character they are, what a guilty sinner they are. They will every one be convinced of sin. He will convince of sin, of righteousness, and judgment to come. And God will do that in his people, who is loved before the world, who is chosen for salvation, chosen for his praise. He will convict of sin and lead to Jesus' blood. And to our wandering view reveal the secret love of God. All those God has set his love upon, he will teach them by his Spirit. He will show them, he will convince them of their sin. They will know the solemnity of how it is as sin has reigned unto death. I believe I understand it like this, friends. Sin reigned unto death in me. It reigned. It had all the sway. It reigned unto death in me until God quickened me into life and blessed me as he brought me along through solemn days of conviction and being under the law. Then the law was wonderfully a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ and erase one to a hope in his mercy. All the time before that, sin was reigning under death. But then, blessed to know the wonderful way of salvation. And so, friends, here tonight, for each one of us, is my heart's desire and prayer for you each, that as sin has reigned under death, and it has in each of us, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ. Friends, have you been brought to know you need the Saviour? Have you been brought to so solemnly know and feel your guilt as a guilty, hell-deserving sinner, as God convicted and convinced you of your sin? Oh, we pray for it. We desire it in one of the hymns, convince us of our sin and lead to Jesus' blood and to our wandering be revealed the secret love of God. Has God been so working in you to bring you to really need salvation? I mean, what is the point of talking about of hearing of salvation? Oh, what comfort can a Saviour bring to those who've never felt their woe? If you don't feel your sin, you won't need the Saviour. Oh, if you don't feel your burden, the burden of sin and guilt, you won't need release from it. You won't need forgiveness. You won't be begging for pardon if you have not got that awfulness of guilt and under that way of God dealing with you, bringing you to feel your guilt as a sinner. You need Jesus. And you know it's like this, none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Oh, this sin reigning unto death, and when we realise it, when we're shown it, we know that it's Jesus only can save us. There's no other way. There's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved, but at the name of Jesus. Oh, the blessed theme. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess him, King of glory now. You need Jesus Christ. And the reality of it, friends, is he becomes very precious to these that really know their need in this way. He becomes the one thing needful. Jesus is the one thing needful, because under this reigning of sin, we are so heading toward that which is expressed but not exactly true in the way of the expression of it. He's the one thing needful. I, without him, perish must. And the word perish needs to be carefully understood, because there's no such thing as annihilation and we perish away to nothing. We've got a soul, friends. Oh, God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And our soul, we shall live to all eternity. We will not be exterminated or be annihilated. Oh, the terribleness of the awfulness of being in hell, where the worm dies not, where there is that continuing that living death forever. Oh, if sin reigns under death and is never dealt with in you and me, friends, we will be in hell. Oh, till Howard Plew, you know that theme my godly grandfather used to often include in his prayer. He used to pray and he'd bring it in and he'd say, "Ah, but for free and sovereign grace, my heart had lived as estranged to God, till hell had proved my destined place, the destined place of my deserved but dread abode." Sovereign grace, or sin abounding, wonderful grace, the grace, the saving grace of God. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign. See how it's put here by the apostle, the way the Holy Spirit led the apostle, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. But considering these a few words here in the midst of the verse, friends. Even so might grace reign. Do you feel you're in the secret of it, friends? Do you feel you're within this? Even so might grace reign. Because we're either in it or we're not, friends. In the will of God, it will be for everyone God has set his love upon. They will be in the favour of this. Even so might grace reign. Oh, but friends, it's not to be just taken for granted. Oh, the Lord gave me anointing me for the ministry. He gave me a solemn word and was in a solemn way a wonderful help, and yet it was a solemn charge, and I felt and feel still so insufficient for it. But the word was this: blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. And oh, it's very important that the trumpet give a certain sound, and that the people of God may be enabled by grace to prepare for the battle, for there is a battle, there's a conflict. And friends, oh, tonight, even so might grace reign. Oh, let me put it a question again in love and faithfulness. Do you, and I'm speaking to you each personally and myself, do you feel you're in the secret of grace? Has God's wonderful grace come to you? Has God wonderfully begun in you and is teaching you? Oh, do you have grace? Oh, what favour it is, great favour it is. Can't be valued for the worth the preciousness of it, the grace of God. Even so, might grace reign. For remember, friends, it's sin hath reigned unto death. It's not just thinking of sin hath reigned unto death as it does in the world. It reigns unto death in the world. It reigns unto death in every soul. Every soul that is born, it does. But oh, that when in God's wonderful love and mercy for those he sovereignly love, at appointed time comes in the will of God, when, as I've said, he quickens the dead sinner into life, born of the Spirit, and it is from that moment that this favour is known, even so might grace reign. Of course, Paul the Apostle is he's a most highly favoured man greatly, deeply exercised and burdened for souls. He is so continuing in exercise and burden for souls, and he is led to pen this to the Romans here, that even so might grace reign in every character that God has set his love upon. It will be so. His exercise in ministering the word was this way. In his ministry is preaching the word. And every servant of God and those who have come to you to preach here, if we come with burden for souls, this word will so be in us in the way of exercise, even like it was in the apostle. Even so might grace reign. It's a most blessed, pure desire, an exercise for precious souls. Even so might grace reign in precious souls, in those God has purposed to save, in those he has, and of course those he has already called by grace. There's the desire for the continuing, the favour of grace. He gives the grace of life. He gives the graces of the Spirit. He gives his people the grace they need. He says, and in their trials and tribulations, he says, my grace is sufficient for thee. And the favour of knowing grace reigning over, I believe it's this, friends. It's the way God so gives his people the blessedness of favour, where the exercise of faith and grace in the new man of grace abounds, like we've read, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And this is the desire here of the apostle, that the dear people might know abounding grace, which abounds. One of them might have said, grace that swells above all our follies and our faults. Oh, abound, grace abounding, the favour of it, friends. Even so might grace reign. And I believe it's this, friends, that the favour of knowing, and we should, friends, each of us be concerned for this and desiring this and praying for this, that if we know and understand something of how we are made by grace, blessed to have a new heart and nature. Oh, we think of it where we sometimes beg of the Lord, do come and enter thyself, Lord, and cast out sin. Oh, sin in the whole person, not sin in the new heart and nature. The new heart and nature is holy. That's where Christ will come and enter himself and cast out sin out of the whole person while his abiding presence is known. But so often we're on our own and we're in a sad place where the way of the old nature is up. If Satan is taking advantage when the old nature is, as it were, in the ascendancy. But oh, that grace might reign. Even so might grace reign. Oh, that our person, our whole person may be regulated by grace, grace in exercise in the new man of grace. I was reading to the friends at Arpindon on Wednesday morning, did it over the telephone because of the fact they have the virus there again. And see, one's concern is not that we would fear, but friends, we do want to be careful because we do want to be able to continue in the calling. I hope God has called me in the ministry. We might not be able to fulfil engagement, so we didn't go in person. But I read the word, which was seemed so precious, and the theme of it of John's epistle, and where it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." But in that context, friends, and I think it was the former verse as well, I did comment on, former chapter as well I commented on, but there is there in John's epistle, so solemnly mentioned and yet blessedly, how if we sin, how solemn that is, and how that in sinning, you know, it even says, and if any man, if we sin, we're not in him. That's the old nature. I can't get it quite back to my mind, but you see, like we have, as we've read tonight, where's the word that sin shall not have dominion over you. You're not under the law, but under grace. And that's the favour of grace in exercise in the new man of grace. And the subduing of the old man, we've still got the old man. But the reality, and you try to ponder it in John's epistle, first epistle, you see what I mean. And I hope I understand it in that way, that you see, we're still sinners, solemnly, sadly, we are still sinners. But sin shall not have dominion over us, because we're not under the law, but under grace. And that wonderful, blessed favour of the law, and the law of liberty, the law in the way, not under the law, but under the law of liberty. Favour it is indeed. And I believe this is what we have here in this verse especially, that grace, even so might grace reign. But friends, we need to come to more points here. Through righteousness. No, it's not ours, friends. Not our righteousness. Not as we might have thought, as I did. I thought I was all right, and carried a sad reality of self-righteousness. Oh, through righteousness. Oh, that it might be in this way, that even so might grace reign through righteousness. It's the righteousness of Christ. It's all what he has brought in, friends. All what he's accomplished when he was here on earth. Oh, even so might grace reign through righteousness. Oh, God's grace, God's great grace. Oh, you know, ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Even so might grace reign through righteousness. The righteousness, as we read it in another place, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So, even so might grace reign. And it's God giving grace, giving the graces of the Spirit, granting those graces that we need, especially faith and hope and love. Faith in the bleeding lamb, faith to believe in Jesus. Oh, we are able to do all things, the apostle said, through Christ, which strengthens us. And the way God strengthens his people, he gives them the grace of faith. He increases if they feel, as they will do, they feel their little faith, their faith is small. You know how one put it, how small thy grace, thy faith appears. But oh, the Lord will strengthen it. He will give that grace, like the concluding of the hymn we begun with. He will give grace and glory too. And oh, how this favour, that even so might grace reign through righteousness. Oh, upon the grounds of all what Christ has wrought and brought in. You know how he so lived that perfect life that none other could ever live. It was the Son of God here on earth. He came down, like we've quoted that. He became poor that we might be rich. He came to this world. He went about doing good. He kept the whole law of God. He brought in everlasting righteousness for the church. That grace, even so, might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, friends, if we're really brought to be concerned about our sin, what we are as sinners before a holy God, if God has solemnly convicted and convinced us, if he's shown us what we are, oh, given us to look within ourselves, when I turn my eyes within, all is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin, can I deem myself a child? But oh, to be favoured to look away from ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, pity joined with power. Oh, to behold the Lamb of God. Friends, this is what I believe it is. Even so might grace reign through righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, when we live on Jesus' merit. Oh, we worship God aright. Oh, through righteousness unto eternal life. Oh, friends, that means, I believe, heaven, glory, everlasting bliss, pleasures evermore at God's right hand, unto eternal life. I believe I preached it here a number of times that, of course, when God quickens a soul into life, he does actually give them eternal life. They may not detect it or realise it at the time. It may be some years on when they are blessed to realise the great wonders of redeeming love and the wonders of everything that Christ has wrought and brought in for the church. But oh, here it's put in this way, as the apostle is well taught it, and so includes it in this way. He says, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Everything of favour comes through Jesus Christ our Lord. Every grace and every favour comes to us through Jesus' blood. Friends, the favour of this, but friends, in you and me, even so might grace reign. That's the desire of the apostle. I hope it's my desire and prayer for you, and I need it myself. Even so might grace reign. Oh, what favour it is. And think of grace. The grace of filial fear. The filial fear of God, which is an unctuous light to all that's right, a bar to all that's wrong. Even so might grace reign. Oh, through righteousness. Oh, we brought to know the way of salvation by divine substitution. Jesus suffered for our sins, bore our sins in his own body on the tree, but also before coming to Gethsemane unto Calvary. He brought in everlasting righteousness by his perfect life. We know it was sealed by his death and glorious resurrection. He rose again for his people's justification. His justifying righteousness was that ground upon which they were justified. And so, friends, with you and me, oh, if we know these favours, oh, these wonders of redeeming love, the wonders of God's grace, and as it is, we might be able to say like the psalmist, he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, he has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Even so might grace reign in this way, that we may be able to witness it, we may be able to testify it. We may be able to publish the praise of our God and Saviour as we go on in our lives, as we journey on, as we journey home. Oh, to commune one with another, to have fellowship one with another, to live to God's praise in these ways under grace, even so might grace reign, through righteousness, unto eternal life. But his request to every saint is given. You may not feel to be a saint, but he makes his people saints by his calling them and teaching them and blessing them and granting them the graces they need and granting them the enabling to so live under grace. Oh, how the grace is given so that the child of God can deny self and take up the cross and follow their Lord. Even so might grace reign. Oh, that I want to come to the point of love, friends. Oh, when grace reigns, there's love. There's the favour of love, the love of God, the love of Christ. And the way God's people love the Lord as in return for his love. Our love is kindled, our spiritual love, which is by grace, is kindled by the favour of knowing and tasting the Lord's holy redeeming love, and we love our Lord. I love the Lord with mind and heart, his people and his ways, because grace is reigning. Grace reigning, it's reigning grace, which gives all those favours, which so enables the child of God to so make returns of love again. What returns of love should we be seeking God's enabling to make? Obeying the voice of our Saviour, following him, showing forth his praise, giving glory and honour to him, praising him from day to day. Even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ. God's people have eternal life, and this reigning of grace, and it might be understood and known and published, testified of how the child of God is blessed, how they are favoured to so be in this favoured state. None so favoured of all the human race as the child of God, the children of God, joint heirs with Christ, the favoured objects of his love. Loved of God, loved of my God, for him again with love intense I'd burn. Chosen of him ere time began, I choose him in return, I choose thee in return. Think of how Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. We've still got that old nature, friends, that would enjoy the pleasures of sin. But grace, I hope we can say, I hope I can give witness of grace subduing my old nature. though we are not rid of it, and we have the burden of it. But the reality of it being a burden surely has in itself a witness that we are new creatures in Christ, and the Lord is giving us desire to love him. Oh, that my soul could love and praise him more. Do you really know the favour of this, the favours of his love and grace, and do you desire to love him more? Oh, to so be blessed to be able to show forth his praise. Even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, he's our Lord, to be acknowledged, to be testified, to be praised, to be witnessed that the Son of God is our Lord and our God. You know how one in the Word answered, my Lord and my God. Oh, there were the questions, but then how humbled, melted in gratitude, the child of God will be before their God and before the Son of God, before our God, good God, Jehovah, worshipping the Son, honouring the Son. And when the Son is honoured, the Father's honoured too. Oh, that even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, I hope you understand. That's my heart's desire for you each, and for myself I need it. Oh, that we may be living to the praise of our Saviour. You know, those of us in old age, if God is really preparing us for glory, surely we should be in daily desire to live to the praise of our Saviour. Oh, to love him as we should. If we know his love, the love of Christ constraineth us to make returns of love again to our God, our Saviour, to praise Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Oh, our blessed God, one God, blessed forevermore. May the Lord so bless you each. May he add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Pocock is expected to preach next Lord's Day and on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 179. 179. Jesus is the chiefest good. He has saved us by his blood. Let us value naught but him. Nothing else deserves esteem. Hymn 179.
dear Lord, do forgive anything that was seen amiss in our service. Do own and bless thy word, Lord. Help us to go on, Lord, in thy fear. Lead us on, Lord, lead us in the way everlasting. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.